This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Jan is 65, and her daughter just moved in to help care for her. Jan is forgetful, emotional. She can't concentrate. She's lost her sense of direction, and she can no longer be independent. There are several causes of dementia, but the most common is Alzheimer's disease, which affects 6 million Americans 65 and older, and a significant group of people under the age of 65. And as our population ages, the number of people with Alzheimer's dementia is growing larger each year. There is a high likelihood that Jan has Alzheimer's type dementia because her sister and her mother also have it. Doctors do have some tools to diagnose Alzheimer's disease. The most commonly used are brief oral cognitive tests to test memory and logic. These are the sorts of tests President Trump probably took, where one of the items asks people to remember 5 objects at 15 minutes. These tests do a pretty good job of separating those with frank dementia from those with normal thinking, but they don't help separate out people with mild cognitive impairment from those with normal cognition. Doctors can also use imaging studies like PET scans, spinal taps, or MRI scans, which are more accurate but are expensive, invasive, and not always available. Well, a report this week published in JAMA suggests a new simple blood test may be accurate, inexpensive, and may soon be widely available. According to the study, the new test promises to be able to detect the disease decades before memory problems begin. But the problem is that testing for a disease for which there is no or only very poor treatments raises some important ethical issues. It would be one thing if patients could start treatment early or even take a medicine to prevent the disease, but this is not the case yet. We have several prescription drugs and some over-the-counter supplements, but the very best they can offer is a slight slowing of the disease progression, and even that is of questionable significance to patients. So the value of a test that identifies a condition early, that is before the onset of any symptoms, comes in allowing patients who wish to know whether they will develop this disease to plan their lives accordingly. They might make very different life choices if they know their final years will be impacted by Alzheimer's disease. The test also has the potential of helping doctors differentiate dementia caused by Alzheimer's from other types of dementia and medical conditions which may be more amenable to effective treatments. And if new drugs do come along which are promising, the test will also help researchers identify those people likely to develop the disease so that the drugs intended to prevent or treat the disease can be studied early in the course of the illness. This new test is unlikely to make any difference to Jan, but her daughter's already thinking about whether she wants a blood test that can tell her what may be in her future. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.